Welcome to week 8 of Peggy's Corner of the House. I'm happy to report that two of my bills to create an Alaska Transportation Infrastructure Fund, or ATIF, passed out of the House Transportation Committee this week. Implementation of the ATIF requires three pieces of legislation. House Joint Resolution 4 will put a constitutional amendment before voters to reinstate the dedicated fund for transportation infrastructure that was there in the past. The fund will allow the state more opportunity to take advantage of both cost and time savings on state-funded projects. With the passage of House Bill 31, the fund will be seeded with a $1 billion endowment. In addition, the fund will receive 50% of the revenue from the fuel tax, studded tire tax, vehicle rental tax, and from vehicle registrations and driver's license fees. All of these fees and taxes were originally implemented to fund transportation infrastructure. House Bill 30 contains the enabling statutes that defined how the fund will be administered. Each year, an appropriation of not more than 6% of the percent of the market value of the fund, plus the other 50% of the revenue from the aforementioned fees and taxes, will be available for transportation projects and deferred maintenance, both state and municipal. That equates to about $100 million per year, which will increase by $1 to $3 million a year. The projects will be prioritized by a 19-member Citizen Advisory Council. It is my intent in drafting this bill that this process will remove the politics from project selection. This process will provide the state with a flexibility to plan and complete work on roads and ground transportation, aviation, the Alaska Marine Highway System, harbors and state-owned marine facilities, community transportation and transit, and trails and bike paths. At this time, we have an $8 billion backlog of transportation projects and $763 million in deferred maintenance. Alaska needs new transportation infrastructure development to provide access to resources, reduce barriers for many communities to participate in a larger economy, and allow for safe and efficient transportation of our goods and people. With today's political climate, loss of earmarks, and the expiration of the current federal highway reauthorization bill that expired in 2009, we have declining funds from the federal government. Alaska has also come under scrutiny for the ratio of federal to state dollars that have been provided to the state. We need the security of our own transportation fund, which would allow us to get projects designed, permitted, and constructed more quickly and cost-effectively than we could with dwindling federal transportation dollars. The Alaska Coastal Management Program is another issue that's important to all coastal communities and is still being considered in the House Resources Committee. My goal is to do everything I can to help things work better for my constituents and communities. I ask a lot of questions in committee, digging to the bottom of every issue, and I appreciate your calls and emails with input to help me make decisions. Don't forget that I have a new website called News from Peggy Wilson, and I'm sending out notifications at least once a week with a link to the newest Peggy's Corner. When you click over my site, you'll find all kinds of other news from the legislature and the state. If you're not on our email news list yet, you can log on to my site anytime at peggywilson.com and subscribe. That's it for now. I'll talk to you next week from Peggy's Corner of the House.